This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, it was much, much calmer today than what we saw last week. Now, remember on Friday, we saw live cattle and feeder cattle contracts close limit up. Today, we opened mostly positive, traded mixed, and we saw mixed trade throughout the session. By the end of the day, most live cattle contracts, other than the October contract, found some upside. Feeder cattle were mostly lower, but we did not see any exaggerated type trading ranges today. Box beef continued lower. Choice down 91 cents, selects down 57, total movement 84 loads. Saw cattle killed day of 112,000 head. We saw cash cattle last week in Kansas almost $6 lower than the previous week, and in Nebraska almost $5.50 lower than the previous week. On the close today, October fats down $1.52, December up 15 cents, October feeders up 67, November feeders down 15, and October hogs 45 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sun down, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America. Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, I think we kind of gave back some of the strength that we saw going into the end of last week. We didn't have a lot of fresh news today. Early upside gave us some positiveness overnight, but then it started turning negative, and we traded most of the day session on the negative side without any really influence from any of the news that came out today, what little news there was. On the close today, December KC wheat down 2 3/4, March KC down 2 1/4, December Chicago wheat down 2 1/4, December and March corn also down 2 1/4, and November and January soybeans both down 12.5 cents today, with December cotton 11 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, on the Radio Oklahoma Network.